This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include the Huval Family Band and the Lafayette Rhythm Devils with Corey Ledet. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Nearly a week after the deadly mudslide in Washington state, authorities are expected to sharply raise the death toll later today. 26 people are known dead, but 90 others are missing. Sarah Lerner of member station KUOW reports relatives and locals have helped with the search for victims.
Officials have been saying they don't need volunteers to help search, but some locals have been insistent. And Snohomish County District 21 Fire Chief Travis Hotz says volunteers whose family members are missing have actually been instrumental. They can help crews identify belongings.
In one case, there was several family members that found one of their family, and they said, we're going to grieve for 2 days, and we're going to come out here, and we're going to find other people's family members. And that was their mindset.
Hutt says he has not given up hope of finding survivors, but he also admits that at this point, there's slim chance of it. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lerner in Seattle.
The search effort for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet has been moved 700 miles further north in the Indian Ocean. This is west of Australia. Malaysia's acting transport minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, says teams are still using information and images picked up by satellites to help guide the search.
Because of ocean drift, this new search area could still be consistent with the potential objects identified by various satellite images over the past week.
Authorities believe the missing jet crashed further north because it used up its fuel more quickly. President Obama is flying to Saudi Arabia. He'll meet today with King Abdullah and is expected to reassure anxious Saudis of the strength of the U.S.-Saudi relationship. Obama has finished 4 days in Europe, mostly discussing Russia's annexation of the Ukrainian region of Crimea. In an interview with CBS today, Obama called on Russia to calm the situation.
What we need right now to resolve and de-escalate the situation would be for Russia to move back those troops and to begin negotiations directly with the Ukrainian government as well as the international community.
Obama says he believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin does not fully understand the West is only interested in Ukraine's ability to determine its own future. Attorney General Eric Holder has announced the federal government will recognize the marriages of a few hundred same-sex couples who hastily married in Michigan last weekend. A federal judge overturned Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage, and about 300 couples quickly got married. These marriages stopped after a federal appeals court issued a stay this week. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says while the marriages are legal, the state of Michigan will not recognize them. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 141 points at 16,405. The NASDAQ is up 49 at 4,200. This is NPR. Militants in Afghanistan have attacked an office used by foreigners in the capital, Kabul. NPR's Sean Carberry is in Kabul and reports it's the latest in a series of Taliban assaults.
This attack is taking place roughly a mile away from the Election Commission office that was attacked several days ago. The Taliban have been waging a series of attacks across Kabul in the run-up to the election. They had said that they intend to do everything possible to disrupt the election.
It's unclear if anyone has been hurt. This week marks the 35th anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear accident in Pennsylvania. Marie Cusick of member station WITF reports the nuclear power plant is still not decommissioned.
Former Pennsylvania Governor Dick Thornburgh was at the center of the crisis in 1979 when one of the plant's reactors partially melted down. He says he's troubled the country still has no long-term plan to handle its nuclear waste.
Solution to the problem of nuclear waste has to be at the top of anybody's to-do list.
The plant's second reactor is still operational, and its license expires in 20 years. At that point, both reactors will be dismantled together over a 10-year period. Plans call for a full restoration of the site by 2054, 75 years after the accident. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick in Harrisburg.
Los Angeles police allege baggage handlers at Los Angeles International Airport stole thousands of dollars in valuables from travelers. Six people have been arrested. Items taken include brand-name clothing and a $15,000 camera. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour by rolling back the clock a few decades and listening to the late Jimmy Reed. Here's one of his best-known pieces, Jimmy Reed, with Big Boss Man.
Can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all. Waking, boss man, waking around the fire. I want a little drink of water that you won't let Jimmy start. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk.
Papa Daddy, I likes it when it's good and hard. And one more thing now, Papa Dad. Does your coffee really hit the spot? I said, let me fill it up to the top, darling. You'll see just what I've got. Coffee plantation, I've got just what you need.
The Hollywood Blue Flames from their disc Road to Rio. That disc, actually a two-disc set, came out in 2006. Their rendition of Coffee Grinding Man. And prior to that, and kicking off the second hour of 4 Hours of Blues for you here this Friday on KRVS, we heard Jimmy Reed with Big Boss Man, definitely one of his great blues classics. His sound was so accessible, in a sense. He crossed over from R&B into pop territory every now and then. Definitely a wonderful classic blues man. He's often credited with, or most people associate the tune Cold Chills with Jimmy Reed, but it was written by Henry Gray, and Henry gets the royalties. Of course, Henry's still playing piano and singing some great blues out of Baton Rouge these days, but back in the 50s he was in Chicago playing with all sorts of blues greats, Howling Wolf and quite a number of others. Here is Henry Gray on piano and vocals with his Cold Chills.
Cold chill. My baby make cold chills run all over me. Run all over me. Long night, time I started thinking about that little girl. Man, I can just as glad I can be. Oh, but cold chills. Cold chills run all. Runs all over me. Yeah, every time I start thinking about me, little girl, I can get as glad as I can be. Yes, I ain't gonna buy any more pretty dresses, little girl. I ain't gonna buy you no diamond ring. I'm gonna sell my beat full because I don't need a doggone thing. Cold.
Take advantage of me, baby, because I'm in love with you. For someday one will come along and break your heart in two. A one-sided love sure got ain't no fun. You know it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. You always run around, stay out all night, but when I do the same thing, baby, you wanna start a fight. A one-sided affair sugar ain't no fun. No, it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. Tell them about it, Guitar Murphy. Hunting if the rabbit had a gun.
The late Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. They were a great duet back in the 1950s. Of course, a number called If the Rabbit Had a Gun, a Memphis Slim original. And before we heard Memphis Slim, we heard Henry Gray on piano and vocals doing a Henry Gray original. Again, a tune often associated with Jimmy Reed. Henry Gray did his composition Cold Chills. Next year on KRVS, we have another blues pianist, this one of a different generation. He's probably best known for his work with the Allman Brothers Band and also as a touring member of the Rolling Stones. Here he is from a very interesting disc he had out in 2012 called Back to the Woods. We're talking about Chuck Leavelle. The disc was a tribute to the pioneers of blues piano. Here's Leavelle with a cover of an old Little Brother Montgomery tune, and No Special Rider.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
kiss. She made the lights go out early in the morning. She makes me jump and shout. This mad love she got makes me laugh and cry. Makes me really know I'm too young to die. If you hear me howling, calling on my darling, ooh, 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 wee. Come on, I love pretty baby.
Howling Wolf from 1959, Howling for My Darling. He had, of course, a Hubert Sumlin on guitar with him on that particular track. Jose Lee Kennard on piano. Abe Smothers also on guitar. S.P. Leary on drums. Howling Wolf. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Chuck Leavell from the disc Back to the Woods. Chuck doing, again, a rendition of an old Little Brother Montgomery tune, a piece called No Special Rider. Little Brother Montgomery, of course, was originally from Kentwood, Louisiana, became a Chicago blues pianist back in the 1930s. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to someone else associated with Louisiana, born in Algiers but raised in Memphis. Talking about Memphis Minnie, going here as Memphis, Minnie McCoy. She was married to Joe McCoy for a while. Not at this time, though. I don't know why she's going by that name. But anyway, this is from 1935. I think they had split up by now. Anyway, she's playing along with Casey Bill Weldon on guitar, Memphis Minnie also on guitar. Here she is, Selling My Pork Chops.
Back today. You come and get some, but you sure can't stay long. I got 2 minutes I had to be waiting on. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't be maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Good enough for 2-3 days. Some of this stuff I'm sure got to give away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't mean maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. Play now.
Where I roam, my pig meat mama's cooking, ooh, It always brings me home. And I say, no, 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 no. Yes, and I'll leave it all behind. Oh, yeah. I go back to my big meat mama, 'cause I got pork chops on my mind, on my mind. I sailed across the ocean. I met a geisha in Japan. She heated up my sake and she scratched my itchy band. And I said, no, 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 no. Yes, I had to leave that little girl behind. Well, she was my heavy mama mama, but I had pork chops on my mind, on my mind. And then I climbed the Eiffel Tower. I looked down on Cape Arena. I met a mademoiselle. She said, voulez-vous escargot with me? I said, no, 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 no. Had to leave that little girl behind. Yes, I did. Yes, I said, murky, woke up, whatever, baby. But I got those pork chops on my mind. Oh, yes, definitely. The desert with a harem by my side. They told me all their secrets just by looking in my eyes. But I said, no, 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 no. Had to leave all them little girls behind. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, they plied me with their couscous, but I had those pork chops on my mind. Yes, I did. And then I went to the Australian outback. I lived in a little hut. I met a nice young shoe. She had a big round Matilda. And I said, no, 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 no. Had to leave that girl behind. Oh, yeah. Whoa, she clung to me like a koala. But I had those pork chops on my mind. On my mind. Well, then I went to the Arctic Circle. I met an Eskimo girl. She said, if you give me your harpoon, I'll wrap it in my fur. And I said, ooh, mama sita, I had to leave that little girl behind. Oh, I hated to. Yeah, she was a nice round, big round bowl of blubber, but I had those pork chops on my mind. My baby starts cooking as soon as the pork chops hit the pan. And I say, ooh, yes, and I'll leave it all behind. Yes, I do. I go back to my big meat mama, look out, 'cause I got pork chops. I mean, pork chops. Great big pork chops. Great big greasy pork chops. With some of them garlic mashed potatoes on the side. And some coleslaw with some of them little, whatchamacallit, capers. And when you make a coleslaw, it's very important to use homemade mayonnaise. And it's easy to make. You simply take your blender, some egg, some oil, a little turmeric, and ooh, I got those pork chops on my mind. Hey! Give me some pork chops. I'm ready. Mm.
Scott T. Miller from a disc called Songs of Love and Pork Chops. This one came out in 2011. Interesting disc. Very interesting player, fine guitarist, and interesting composer. Before we heard Scott T. Miller singing about pork chops on his mind, we heard Memphis Minnie from October of 1935 selling some pork chops along with Casey Bill Weldon on guitar. And, again, Memphis Minnie was also on guitar. guitar on that particular track. Next year on KRVS, new blues from the band The Holmes Brothers out of Christchurch, Virginia. They've been recording on Alligator Records for a number of years now. Their latest disc is called Brotherhood. Here are The Holmes Brothers with a number entitled My Word Is My Bond.
If I say I'm going downtown, don't mean I'm cheating, baby, or messing around. Not to worry, I won't be long. My word is my bond. If I'm out with my friends, I might be playing cards, baby. I might be drinking gin. Not to worry, I won't be long. My word is my bond. Yes, I remember the way it used to be. I leave home on Friday and come back on Tuesday. I've changed my ways, I'm not that way anymore. I never do you wrong, cause my word is my bond. If you come home, find me gone. Don't worry, baby, I'm not doing you wrong. Not to worry, I won't be long. Cause my word is my bond.
Ain't no lie. Oh, yeah.
Out of Chicago back in 1971, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, the late Hound Dog Taylor. Definitely some highly charged guitar work there in the style of Elmore James, sort of rough-hewn electric guitar, and really, really rocking rhythms from this band back then. Again, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with a number called My Baby's Coming Home. Before that, we heard the Holmes Brothers here on KRVS from their brand-new Alligator release, Brotherhood, and they did a tune for us, one of their own compositions called My Word Is My Bond. And next on the Blues Box, let's bring it on home to Louisiana. How about Sonny Landreth live at Grant Street?
When you lay your body down.
Sonny Landreth from the disc Grant Street, recorded back in April of 2004. Obviously live, Sonny doing Broken Hearted Road. And it was an amazing performance there. One thing that's fun about some of these live recordings is sometimes you don't know how much studio work was involved, overdubbing, that sort of thing. And in this case, it was all Sonny, sort of in the classic tradition of having that guitar be a second voice. Since at least the days of Blind Willie Johnson back in the 1920s. Absolutely marvelous guitar work and the interplay between Sonny's composition and the guitar. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the band the Nighthawks. They formed back in 1972. They were based out of Washington, D.C., and were together a long, long time. Mark Winter and Jimmy Thackeray founded the group with Jan Zukowski and also Pete Ragusa. Thackeray left the band in 1985. He was, of course, a lead vocalist and guitarist. Well, Mark Winter is a lead vocalist also. We're going to listen to a live recording of the Nighthawks. This is from an album that came out in 1982 called 10 Years Live. Here is the band the Nighthawks doing a number called If You Go.
Thank you. baby. But don't you know, my love for you's a natural factor, baby. I need a companion for the long road home. Come with me, baby. I just can't make it all alone. I'll love you tomorrow, honey, like I do today. Don't take my pride, my joy. Oh.
The band The Nighthawks, once again, a number called If You Go. And again, Jimmy Thackeray on guitar and also Mark Winter on vocals and blues harp. Thackeray has since, of course, had another group as with changing personnel, the Drivers. He's had a number of discs out with Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers as the title of the group. Fine guitarist and a good vocalist himself, If You Go. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio, and we'd like to thank all of you out there who support us and keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And if you are not a member and would consider becoming one, we certainly could use the help. You can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. There's also a lot of information on that website concerning KRVS and the programming you can hear on this locale on your dial. There's also some other interesting features.